Tuesday. It ain't good for baby goats to be over-petted.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Did you see this announcement in the paper?
What announcement?
Well, this one that wants musicians to apply.
Musicians? Apply for what?
Well, I don't really understand. It says that Thomas Bolton starting a... what's this word?
Well, let's see that. Dr. Thomas Bolton is starting a Renaissance instrumental consort and requests that all viol and lute players in Clark County please apply.
Is that like a banjo?
Aunt Reese's can play the dulcimer. They need some of them.
Says here, crumhorn players will not be considered unless they double on the zinc. Music of Hugo Leitentritt will be featured on the first concert.
Crumhorn players.
Sometimes I wonder about this town.
Well, now that's where you're wrong. Why, for a town our size, we got an abundance of culture.
Abundance of culture.
That's right, Leon. It'd be good if you two took a little bit more advantage of it.
Why is that?
Well, it's good for you. Makes you more well-rounded.
Crumhorn concerts round yet?
Oh, yeah. The first rehearsal of the Arkadelphia Renaissance Instrumental Concert will be held Tuesday evening in the stock room at the Western Auto Store. Please bring your own stand and chair.
Next Tuesday night? Oh, that's a shame. I always sort my socks on Tuesday night.
Oh, Sam, you're always making fun of the progress our town tries.
No, I don't. I sported that children's petting zoo, didn't I?
Well, never worked out too well, did it?
All they ever got was two baby goats and a turkey. You can't pet a turkey.
They shouldn't ought to let them first grade classes go till they got more animals.
They petted all the hair off them two baby goats' heads.
It ain't good for baby goats to be over petted. Mr. Buddy, why are you so dressed up?
Oh, I'm going to an organizational meeting.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Bolton's crumhorn outfit, I bet.
No, how'd you hear about that? No, I'm going to a meeting up there at college. I don't know whether I'm going to join or not.
It's some kind of a club, is it?
No, well, yeah, sort of. I mean, it's a group of people that want to organize and start a movement to save the great horned owl.
Is it in trouble?
Oh, yeah, it's almost extinct in Arkansas.
Well, what's doing that? I ain't heard a thing.
Shortage of mice. You see, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas all have a severe shortage of mice. Consequently, the great horned owl is getting starved out, you know, just like the Indian and the buffalo.
Well, now, how can you all help?
Well, that's why we're having the meeting. Now, the present plan is to divide into small groups and release mice into fields one night a week.
Well, where are you going to get them? There's a real shortage, you know.
A shortage of what?
Mice.
Oh, yeah, I heard there was.